Chapter 22. Through the murky haze, Nicholas craned his neck to peer down into the ravine one last time. To his surprise, he saw that the mother dragon had resumed her stance by the boulder and had locked her powerful forearms around it as before. Her muscles were taut and her limbs rigid. Nicholas was thoroughly confused. Despite his instinctive fear, he was saddened by the thought that he was now witnessing the slow demise of the awe-inspiring creature. Although these were monsters, he appreciated the terrible magnificence of their species. The creatures frightened him greatly with their chaos and violence, but Nicholas's natural inclination toward the well-being of animals now presented a conflict in his mind as, despite his revulsion, he found himself willing the anguished creature to be released from her pain. As the mother groaned loudly and struggled to remain upright on her hind legs, he winced and resigned himself to her demise. However, Nicholas's pity quickly gave way to dumbfoundment as he watched the fold of skin below the mother dragon's abdomen twitch and flap yet again. Then, just as had occurred a few moments before, a diminutive head and forearms appeared, and a second infantile creature began to grope its way into the world. After several minutes of struggle, a plump green form tumbled limply onto the canyon floor. It landed with an awkward thump and lay disoriented as its newborn eyes adjusted to the light. As Nicholas observed the young creature, he could make out that it looked very different from its mother and its terrifying sibling. This infant animal did not resemble a dragon at all. It was wingless and stout, with chubby limbs and a thick domed skull. As it came fully into view, Nicholas could tell that it was somewhat smaller and much pudgier than its sibling, and its huge eyes, a glistening ocean green, had a strikingly more benevolent appearance to them. The creature wobbled confusedly as it tried to raise itself to a standing position, and from his viewpoint on the canyon ledge, Nicholas was taken aback by its innocent, almost charming appearance. He could not say exactly why, but he immediately felt gripped by a strange feeling of attachment to the newborn, and it became filled with concern for its welfare. Having emerged from the security of its mother's womb into the fiery chaos of the canyon, the timid creature was undoubtedly overcome with fear. High up on the ledge, Nicholas's heart quaked with unexpected affection for the strange little being, and all thoughts of leaving the ravine were momentarily dismissed. The infant lay on its side, staring up beseechingly at its mother, who by now had used the nearby boulder to raise herself to her feet. Nicholas's distress heightened, and his heart leapt as the mother let out a roar of intense rage at the first sight of her latest offspring. She towered menacingly over the infant, and something about her stance suggested to Nicholas that the affection for which he had observed her first fledgling was now replaced by a murderous demeanor. With a burning wrath in her eyes, the ferocious mother pounded her feet vehemently while the little offspring lay stupefied in front of her. As she glowered down at the struggling infant, the mother dragon's eyes narrowed into sharp slits and her nostrils flared threateningly. With a sudden spread of her wings, the beast threw back her head and emitted a roar that seemed to shake the entire canyon. Nicholas was panic-stricken as it became clear to him that the infant, so feeble and dissimilar to its parent and sibling, had not, for some reason, roused the maternal instincts of the monster that had spawned it. Almost unable to watch, he was filled with dread as it appeared that the little creature was about to be taken from the world just as quickly as it had entered it. Dark gusts of smoke fumed from the mother dragon's nostrils as she bared her teeth, but the strain of double birth had taken hold of the beast. She stumbled from one hind foot to the other as she prepared to strike at her offspring, which by now had raised itself to a standing position and stared up imploringly at its mother's unforgiving presence. From above, Nicholas winced in horror as the mother dropped her head in a rapid movement and chomped her jaws down toward the infant. A cloud of loose ash and dust rose up, and the panicked Nicholas struggled to see the creature. To his great surprise, the dust cleared, and he could see the mother hunched over in obvious pain, holding her snout with her forearms. The dragon's strike against the infant had been hindered by her disorientation, causing her to wallop her head against the ground and affording the infant an unlikely opportunity to evade her. Meanwhile, the newborn had begun to stagger away, terrified yet unharmed. It waddled toward a pile of boulders a short distance off in a desperate attempt to find refuge. As fast as its legs could carry it, the newborn lumbered desperately toward the shelter of the boulders. As it staggered, a shrill wail cut through the air, and Nicholas saw the young creature's screeching sibling appear in the distance. With ghastly precision, the demonic sibling shot a long jet of flame from its open jaws, striking the pile of boulders with an eruption of black smoke. Such was the force of the blast, the traumatized newborn was thrown violently into the air, and it dropped to the ground with a smack that made Nicholas grimace. His heart beat wildly, and a rush of anger stirred within him at the brutal assault of the helpless creature. As the dust and smoke cleared, Nicholas's eyes scoured the canyon for the infant, and to his utmost relief, he saw it slumped helplessly against a rock. Its pale green skin was charred and bloodied, and one of its legs was bent at an awkward angle. From high above, Nicholas listened to its anguished whimpers with dread, and, as the malevolent squawks of its sibling cut through the canyon, his conscience propelled him to act. Nicholas searched his surroundings with a growing panic for the infant's safety. The sheer vertical walls offered little indication of a route down into the ravine. His thoughts grew more desperate as he watched the little creature drag itself into a low cavity in the canyon wall opposite. Through the dissipating smoke, he saw the mother dragon and the swooping sibling grunt angrily at each other as they hunted for their prey through the smog. Nicholas felt utterly helpless, at a loss for a better idea. He contemplated tossing rocks down into the canyon as a feeble attempt at distracting the mother and her hideous offspring. But just as he made to pick up a loose stone by his side, his heart skipped a beat at a familiar and very welcome sight. Perched upon a ledge just a few feet below was the enigmatic Black Panther. Its tail swung restlessly, and its brilliant green eyes appeared to beckon to Nicholas as they had before. He hadn't noticed the ledge, and he saw now that a perilously narrow pathway snaked its way from the point where the panther stood and continued down along the canyon wall at hair-raising angles. The panther growled up at Nicholas demandingly. At the ghostly cat's insistence, his mind was jolted to attention, and he responded with a refocused nod. The drop to the lower ledge was not far, but the sheer depth of the canyon itself caused Nicholas's entire body to tremble as he lowered himself down with the help of some overhanging branches. Using a foothold in the rock face, he slowly inched himself onto the ledge. When he had gained his bearings, the panther snarled urgently and took off down the narrow pathway. Gripping the canyon wall with quivering fingertips, Nicholas followed the panther as quickly as he possibly could. As he went, parts of the pathway crumbled beneath his boot soles and dropped with ominous cracks onto the rocks below. Inching forward, Nicholas suddenly became aware of the shimmering barrier further down the ridge. The panther, by now considerably ahead, approached the point in the canyon where the pathway merged with the translucent light, and Nicholas yelled out warningly to it as it disappeared from his sight. Frozen in fear, he was almost unable to watch as he waited for the panther to fall victim to the same gruesome obliteration as the reptilian bird. However, several moments went by, and the expected grisly after-effects never materialized. Curious and concerned for the panther's welfare, Nicholas stole guardedly down the curved pathway toward the barrier, shuffling gingerly around the bend in the path where the panther had disappeared from his sight. As he turned the corner, he saw, to his relief, that the curve led to an opening in the canyon wall. While Nicholas had by now grown somewhat conditioned to the extraordinariness of the place, it was with astonishment that he saw there was some manner of a crude, low tunnel that seemed to have been bored into the canyon wall. It was pitch dark inside, and impossible to see more than a few feet beyond the tunnel mouth. The hole itself was small but sizable enough for the large panther to stand in. As Nicholas stood deliberating whether or not to investigate the opening, he looked down warily into the canyon below him. To his surprise, he caught a sudden glance of the Black Panther, gracefully navigating an extension of the descending pathway. Realizing that he had few other options, and with beads of sweat dropping from his temple, Nicholas crept guardedly through the dark entrance of the tunnel. Inside, the passageway was low, confined, and as lightless as the deepest ocean trench, and Nicholas felt increasingly aware of his own vulnerability as he groped his way through. After several minutes of wearisome shuffling, Nicholas's eyes were met by the welcome sight of light ahead. Buoyed that he had almost reached the end of the passage, he squirmed enthusiastically toward the light. Just then, his elbow brushed against something solid and cool that made the tunnel walls resonate with a hollow rattling. Intent on reaching the end of the passage, he continued disinterestedly, yet the loose clattering persisted as his movements seemed to have dislodged some kind of fragmented matter along the tunnel floor. As the light from the tunnel exit grew brighter, Nicholas's curiosity overtook his trepidation, and he strained his eyes to inspect the scattered debris around him. Lying on the confined tunnel floor, he picked up a rather large, rounded object in his right hand and held it in front of his face with curiosity. Aghast, Nicholas cried out in repulsion as he tossed the object away wildly, and a subsequent rattle echoed through the tunnel. In the gloom, Nicholas fought back the vomit rising to his throat as he saw the dead, black eye sockets of a human skull returning his horrified stare. He yelled out in horror as he hauled himself down the remainder of the passageway and tumbled out into the light of the open canyon. Lying on the narrow pathway to compose himself, Nicholas swore aloud repeatedly as cold perspiration soaked his skin and his heart palpitated in his chest. Nauseated, he contemplated what he had just encountered, human remains, lonely and forgotten, the remnants of some fellow traveler of old who met a wretched demise at this lonely, uncharted frontier. Nicholas shuddered at the possibility that those bones may belong to the Hohalians of the past, who traveled this direction, never to return, and, indeed, the prospect that he may well be following them to a similar doom. It took several anguished moments before Nicholas was able to focus his attention properly on his new surroundings. He had emerged further down the pathway, and, sure enough, the tunnel had led him to a point just beneath the deadly canyon barrier. Above him, the overcast sky was all but a blur, and he was forced to keep his eyes averted from the glare of the shimmering veil. His eyes searched again for the panther, and spotting it perched on a ledge ahead of him, he breathed in and continued on his way. He wasn't fully aware of how long it had taken, but upon reaching the canyon floor, Nicholas dropped to his knees in grateful relief. A film of tear-inducing fog was present in the air, and it appeared to have thickened as he descended further down the side of the chasm. Nicholas surveyed the area. Scorched boulders and piles of rocks littered the ground, and the entire area was fringed with haggard desert plant life that loomed threateningly all around. The walls of the ravine towered overhead, with the sky now visible as little more than a crack of pale light, and he wondered fearfully to himself if he would soon join the ranks of those long-forgotten explorers for whom the place became a tomb. With the blank stare of the human skull still impressed on his mind, every one of Nicholas's instincts screamed at him to abandon his foolhardy expedition, the end goal of which he didn't even understand. And yet, his inexplicable determination to come to the aid of the helpless creature propelled him onward. All of a sudden, Nicholas heard the pitiful whimper of the newborn further up the canyon passage, and he took off at a cautious sprint. The Black Panther led the way, darting between boulders and throwing repeated backwards glances at Nicholas to spur him onward. The choking smog continued to thicken, and irritated tears streamed from Nicholas's eyes as he searched for any sign of the young creature. The roars of the mother dragon and the shrieks of the other infant thundered in his ears, assailed from every angle by the smoke and deafening bedlam. Nicholas's senses threatened to be overcome for a second time. He tried to concentrate on the swish of the panther's tail up ahead as he fought to remain lucid. And then, Somehow, he spotted the pale green form of the helpless creature through the smoke, shivering and cowering within a cleft in the canyon wall. The terrified newborn lay curled up in a fetal position, and it appeared to have become aware of Nicholas's presence. It moaned sadly, and its brilliant eyes gazed at him imploringly. Nicholas returned a sympathetic stare. Something in the creature's beseeching eyes set his heart astir, and he was filled with increased concern for it. It was clear that the creature was injured, its skin charred and grazed, and its eyes shining with tears of obvious pain. All of a sudden, a familiar stomach-churning roar ripped through the canyon, and Nicholas whipped around to see the returning silhouette of the mother dragon in the distance. There was no time for hesitation, and before he fully realized what he was doing, Nicholas found himself running to the injured creature. He heaved its limp body across both of his shoulders, and with the balls of the infant creature's terrible parent approaching rapidly, Nicholas took off, sprinting down the canyon in the direction he had come. Blindly, he tore down the smoky path with the furious roars of the mother dragon ringing in his ears. Nicholas knew he would never outrun the giant beast. He scoured the ground hurriedly for anything that might shield himself and the infant from the crazed mother's inevitable onslaught. Before Nicholas even knew it, a colossal claw swiped through the haze from above them, and he and the infant creature were walloped to the ground. The creature tumbled from his grip and began to struggle in terror as Nicholas lay winded. Despite its injuries, the creature stumbled in the direction of a grove of cactus trees, desperate to get out of the sight of its murderous mother. The infant was inches from the shelter of the thickest when, without warning, its sibling appeared from above with a vindictive rasp. A gust of spinning flame tumbled from its mouth, instantly igniting the cacti into a ferocious inferno. The petrified infant, narrowly missed by the blaze, was blown backward by the force of the explosion, and Nicholas cried out in alarm to see it lying motionless and bloodied. The roar of the mother dragon echoed all around, and she spat a scalding cloud of flame at her winged offspring, which snarled back indignantly and flew off. A sweltering wind swirled around Nicholas as the mother dragon took to the air once more in search of her unwanted offspring. Through a veil of dust and smoke, he watched as her gigantic frame hovered above the unconscious infant, and her low, satisfied growl suggested she had spotted her defenseless target. Nicholas's mind raced. He searched frantically for anything he could use as a weapon, but nothing caught his eye. Both his heart and his mind cried out to him to help the unconscious newborn, who appeared to be on the cusp of death, its body streaked with gashes and its legs sticking out at an eye-watering bend. His subconscious was ablaze with desperation, as if there was nothing more urgent in the world than the rescue of the little creature. "Please," he whispered to the spirits of the Nexus, who he could not know were even listening, "help me save it. Please don't let it die. I beg you. Please." Before he had even finished his prayer, Nicholas watched in dismay as the mother lowered her neck and snapped up the infant in her jaws before raising its frail body triumphantly. Suddenly, Nicholas's muscles tightened and his eyes focused. He saw the crazed eyes of the mother dragon and the fading light in those of her drooping infant. All external noise became blocked from his senses, except for the dull thump of his heart. All of a sudden, he felt inexplicably purposeful, and his senses grew calm and focused. In the back of his mind, a faint voice whispered to him, and he became aware for the first time of a nearby boulder, similar in size and shape to the cauldron that hung above his hearth back in Haven. He glanced at the hunk of rock, and then back to the mother dragon, who stood shaking the infant in her jaws. Without a further thought, Nicholas bent his knees as low as he could and wrapped his taut arms around the boulder. With a cry of pure exertion that caused the mother dragon's blood-crimson eyes to dart in his direction, he launched the enormous rock above his head before dropping exhaustedly to the ground. Sprawled on his back, he watched as the boulder soared across his eyeline before striking the mother dragon's head with a gut-churning crack. Sprawled on his back, Nicholas observed the beast collapse to the ground, causing a cloud of ash to flare up, obstructing his view. His ears were ringing, and the burning grove of cacti had thickened the smog, disorientating him further. His arms were numb, and his entire body felt like it had been stretched and beaten. He called out, yet he could not hear the sound of his own voice. He picked himself up as he deliriously scanned his surroundings for the infant creature and clawed the dust from his eyes, pleading that he would spot the little green figure. However, when his vision finally cleared, Nicholas was stunned to observe the motionless body of the mother dragon prostrate on the ground before him. Her eyes were lifeless, and her serpentine neck was contorted horribly, Nicholas's boulder having delivered an impact that was instantly fatal. And, wheezing by her side in the ash, was the infant, dazed and bloodied, but miraculously still alive. Nicholas climbed to his feet and staggered toward the creature, his arms slack from the strain of the extraordinary exertion. Despairing at the thought of losing the infant to its injuries, Nicholas hurriedly considered his options. The fledgling animal was not of his world, and he knew nothing about its species. The other beasts that he had encountered in the fiery canyon were malevolent and deadly, yet he could not imagine abandoning the creature to the mercy of its terrible sibling, which was sure to return soon. "Don't give up," Nicholas urged, as he got close enough to see his own face reflected in the creature's sparkling eyes, fearful that its remaining life force might give out at any moment. Taking the greatest of care not to brush against the creature's damaged leg or the bleeding puncture wounds inflicted by the mother dragon's fangs, Nicholas lifted it slowly and carefully into his arms. Then, for the first time, he noticed that the canyon was now in silence. Like the eye of a storm, there was no sound to be heard, no movement, and no sign of anything living, other than himself and the whimpering creature. After a short precautionary pause, he was reassured that they were alone in the immediate vicinity, and he crept quickly back through the ravine in the direction of the way that he and the panther had first entered. It didn't take long, and despite the haze, he easily found the point at which he had descended into the canyon. Eager to escape before any other dangers presented themselves, Nicholas slowly and gently hoisted the creature across his shoulders. It gave no resistance, other than to quiver whenever Nicholas moved too suddenly. For a moment, he stopped to look for the black panther, which had not appeared again since the mother dragon's attack. Resigned to making it on his own, Nicholas gritted his teeth and began the laborious trek back up the sloping pathway. How long it took, he could not be sure, but Nicholas was utterly exhausted by the time he emerged into the cool night air at the top of the ravine. With a long groan of fatigue, he lifted the ailing creature onto the ledge before hoisting himself up as well. By now, Nicholas was distressed for the creature's welfare, and he cried out to it to regain consciousness as he caressed its blood-soaked skin. "Come on!" he implored through distraught tears. "You did not come into the world today to be ripped out of it again. Keep fighting! Do you hear me? Keep fighting!" However, to Nicholas's growing anguish, there was no response from the creature, no whimpering of acknowledgement, or any sign of improvement in its dire condition. Instead, its breathing had only become shallower, and for the first time since his companion Nightshade had been taken from him all those years ago, Nicholas felt a familiar grief return. "This can't be it!" he roared out at the dark sky, his voice filled with a depth of rage he had not felt since that terrible day 5 years ago. "You can't have led me all this way just to watch this poor creature die!" he called out to the Nexus. "What is it that you want? Please, just—" And with that, Nicholas broke down, his tears dropping onto the creature's blood-stained scales. There was no sound or movement from the infant, its respiration barely detectable. "Was it for this that you brought me to this place, to witness this barbarity?" Nicholas ranted at the Nexus a second time, unaware if the gods were even listening. It can't end like this. To Nicholas's dejection, the only reply to his outburst was the shrieks of the creature's hideous sibling echoing mournfully from the canyon below. With his energies utterly depleted and his emotions overwrought, Nicholas let out a howl of despair and finally collapsed in a heap next to the unmoving creature, as he too slipped into unconsciousness. Nicholas held the infant in his arms, and his senses finally succumbed to exhaustion.